This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, y'all, guess what time it is? It's the Grolic Saves the World time.
All right, the Grolic saves the world.
That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. We're getting fixed. Our worries are mixed. Let's have some cake. Hope the Grolic saves the world. We're getting fixed. Our worries are mixed. Let's have some cake. Hope the Grolic saves the world. We're getting fixed. Our worries are mixed. Let's have some cake. Hope the Grolic saves the world.
Hello. Happy holidays. Welcome to the pod. Welcome to the Grolic's annual Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever you need it to be, party.
Yes, yes.
It's good to see you guys. Happy holidays.
Who are you?
Who are you? You remember how we do the podcast? You say your name at the beginning.
Let's do it again.
And you get so mad.
No.
You get so
again.
Mad if we go out of order.
My name is Adam Caden Holland.
My name is Adam Caden Holland.
My name is Ben Roy.
I'm so just dominated by the holiday spirit that I forget my manners.
It makes sense. It makes sense.
I love the holidays, and I don't even want to talk about that stuff. I just want to get to hang out with you guys.
The other thing that people who are listening are probably noticing already is that we're back in person together.
It's the Grolic's Global Core annual holiday party.
And
we're all here.
A party. Everybody's here.
It's mandatory. Well, Attendance is mandatory. So it's the three of us and producer Ron.
Yeah, We dock pay if you miss this.
Yeah, you can't just decide to not. The DJ's here. Two DJs.
We got two DJs for the party.
DJ battle. Yeah,
they're
just for the three
right
of us.
Right now with discordant genres of music just going.
Yep.
And it's pretty chaotic and kind of schizophrenic in here.
Mm-hmm. When we do this so early in the morning, it has to be a silent disco type thing. So we've each got an earpiece in right now with the DJ battle jam. So two DJs, one earpiece.
Yep.
While we're talking,
I'm getting Duhast in this ear.
Ooh.
And in the other ear, Satellite by DMB. And that's just kind of what a vibe.
Duhast Satellite?
Duhast Satellite.
Duhast B?
Cool. Well, we have a fun challenge this episode that we're going to get to shortly.
Wait.
I'm just teasing. I'm doing
up.
What Ron asked us to do,
yeah,
and tantalizing
pet,
the
you
listener.
Fucking dork.
We have two rules for the holiday party. Attendance is mandatory. Ron has no clout only at the holiday party. Every other episode, Ron, Iron Fist. This episode, no, sir.
I'd worry that the listeners thought that the challenge was going to be related to dueling DJs and we're just going to lose people.
Yeah, we all have to make a sweet mixtape.
We already did that one.
I know, but I mean like a DJ mixtape, you know what I mean?
Like mashups.
Here's another challenge. We're trying to improve the world. We each have to go out and in 1 week have to kill a DJ.
Whoa. Dude,
there's a DJ supply store right by where I get magic cards.
So I know
the primo hunting ground.
So you're going for like a sniper parking lot
situation. First I got to camouflage myself, get some hot pink, maybe some a baby blue flat brim baseball cap, and I'll just lay down in some trash with my 50
cal. You hear Andrew bagged a big old trip hop DJ.
You might as well. I'll call this episode the Fentanyl Challenge because it's killing DJs.
Okay. All right. Well, how many? That's our first write up at the Grolic Global Corp Christmas.
Was that
party.
Wrong? Is that a do I need to see?
It's not a holiday party if someone doesn't say something pretty
I'm sorry, guys.
Problematic.
I started drinking pretty early. I got excited for the party.
It is. It's 10:30 in the morning, and Adam is hammered right now. He's already. He's the only guy who tailgates a Christmas party.
Well, it's embarrassing, too, because this is at my house, and Katie said, well, you're not drinking at 8 a.m., are you? And I said, well, it's a holiday party. And she said, don't do it in the house. So I've been sitting in my car in the driveway.
And the saddest thing, he's drinking out of his world's best dad mug. Yeah. And you smell that Captain Morgan's coming out of there. It's sad. It's heartbreaking.
I tell you what, though, he had the tailgate of the escape open, and he's been doing some prime kielbasas out of the back of that thing on a Coleman grill. And I got to tell you, right in the driveway, you burned Malcolm's hand pretty bad, but I got to tell you.
I let him man the grill. He's three. It's his turn.
Yeah, but your world's best dad mug, how much gin is in that right now?
Oh, half-half. Half coffee, half gin. Can I tell you guys, Malcolm was so excited to see you today.
What?
Because we have a Grolic Saves the World sticker on his door to his bedroom. Mm-hmm. And he's with a lot of other things on that door. And at night, we say goodnight to things around the room. And that's like one thing we say goodnight to. So I've said goodnight, Dada. And then we say goodnight, Himini and Jiminy.
Ah.
And that's who you two are to him.
We're Himini and Jiminy. Yeah. But and who am I?
You're Himini.
You're Himini. I'm Jiminy. I wanted to be Himini. It turns out I'm Jiminy.
You're Jiminy. Yeah.
You definitely, there's a duality to Jiminy's. That you
I'm a Jiminy. I'm in the candle and crystal store. I'm looking for something for a Jiminy.
I mean, the second I woke up, he's talking about Himini and Jiminy. When he's grilling, he's talking about Himini and Jiminy. When he's refilling my cup of gin, he's talking about Himini and Jiminy. So he was so excited to see you guys.
Himini and Jiminy.
He's so funny. He's getting so big. He doesn't come to the Christmas parties anymore. Mm-hmm. He's not allowed
since the incident.
The incident. And we won't.
Mm-hmm. He shit and puked himself when he was 1 year old.
He was one. I mean, it seemed par for the course.
You get a 5-year infraction.
Well, and the worst part, he did it all backwards. I mean, he puked in his diaper and he shit all down the front of his shirt. You don't see that a lot.
And I thought he was kind of like a prodigy, but it kept happening and I got concerned.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, listen, I just wanted to establish how excited my son was. Andrew, you can get to the challenge now.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the challenge that I am presenting. You have to bring a homemade dish, classic holiday party. Bring a homemade dish, share it with the group. Sounds not that challenging, but think of the last time you got invited to a work holiday party that you were asked to bring a dish. You probably don't want to make a homemade dish.
Well,
you're stopping off
during COVID time. We're all putting our hands in each other's pies, so to speak. Today.
Yeah,
it's a real risk.
That's true. That's
so to speak. Huh?
Yeah, so to speak.
So to speak.
It's a CO2 container company. I'm trying to get to sponsor us. I figured I'd work it in pretty organically. So to speak.
Yes, yeah.
It's the only sparkling water for podcasters. So to speak. It's truly insufferable. It's maybe the worst company that's ever been created.
Oh, I love this peppermint soda speak. It's my favorite flavor.
I have a soda speak at home. Things broke down twice on me, you know?
Well, so to speak, if you're listening, send us a new one or send Ben a new one. Mine's humming. It's doing great.
But I love the idea of a company called So to Speak. No, did you all, when was the last time you had a job that you had?
Just period. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Just period. Where you had a potluck. I mean, I don't even remember.
I mean, that I went to, had jobs at potlucks and I ducked out of. I'm trying to
Comedy
think of the
Works
last
has
time.
Their annual Christmas holiday party, but you're not required to bring
it. It's usually
anything.
not a potluck. They used to have a summer party that was kind of a potluck, right? There used to be a Comedy Works summer party.
That probably would have been it, like the Comedy Works party. I feel like it was a 4th of July party.
Yeah.
And I'm an orzo salad kind of guy normally.
Oh, I could see that. 10 miles away looking at you.
Orzo salad?
I like to bring a nice orzo salad. I think it's...
Do you ever pivot to an Israeli couscous?
The problem is they're a little too big. I'm a traditional couscous. You get a couscous that big in my mouth. I'm, what am I eating here?
Yeah,
I'm,
it's a mouthful. Know what I mean? It is a mouthful.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong, but I'm more of a Middle Eastern couscous kind of guy. Give me the little ones.
Geopolitically, it's a nicer stance.
And it's, yeah, And it also much easier. I don't like having to chew a couscous. You know,
oh, you
what
just
I mean?
Swallow it whole like yeah. like sand.
Yeah,
it's like a pelican taking down
over
a
here,
fish.
Yeah, bends over just, here, just slow swallowing a yeah. big mouthful of couscous.
Yep. Yeah, I when did you ever? I can't imagine you as a potluck person.
Yeah, like although, I said, I usually dodge them. That's why this is part of the challenge.
Although Andrew does like to host, and Andrew likes to cook and has barbecues and stuff.
And
so.
When we were filming Those Who Can't, you were the most likely to bring things you had made or baked into the writer's room. You would
really?
Bring food wow. regularly. Oh, yeah.
You're quite kind.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that.
I don't want to surprise you, Andrew, but you're pretty kind.
Did I oh, all right. Down? Oh, damn it. That was
all
pretty-
right, I like this challenge. However, because Andrew just sort of completely bailed, on a pie baking challenge
Bull
that we were proposing the other night.
Shit.
And
yeah.
we talked about this, and I don't want to get yeah. back into it. Andrew's
no, no,
like,
no, we
the
can
text.
Get into it. We can get into
we're
it.
We're not getting back into
we're
it.
We're not
don't
getting
have
back
enough
into
time.
It. We don't. I think everybody got
However,
the clip notes.
However, Andrew presented a pie baking challenge.
I did not
and
even present.
Score,
I didn't even present
on it.
Yeah. the challenge.
On
the
it.
Only thing flakier than the crust would have been was Andrew.
I love what you just did. No, what I was going to amend the challenge and not make it a pie challenge because we all know Andrew will run out the door if we got that. I'm saying a pastry, like a
any
home,
kind of a dessert.
A dessert.
A dessert. A yeah. dessert.
Okay.
Homespun dessert.
Bring a dessert
for the
to Grotz the holiday
Global
party.
Corp holiday party.
What are the French little dicks, the little fingers?
Eclairs.
No.
Fingers? What are you talking about?
The little dick pastries. They're a little.
This is how Ben orders,
no,
though, at the patisserie. Hey, yeah, give me a handful of little French dicks. What are those called there?
I know what you're talking about, and I can't hit upon it. It's like three fingers or something is the name of the...
Yeah.
It's a translation for that.
I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Le fromage déjeuner?
Et petit foutoir.
Le petit pénis?
Éco militaire.
Minuscule.
Well, Ben, figure it out and make that for the second half.
Yeah, I think I'm going to come with something like
what is
that.
It?
Lady fingers.
Lady fingers. Lady,
what are you
lady.
Talking? You don't know what lady
no,
fingers?
No, but there's a French term for the little pastries
you
they make.
You ever see that French tower of little pastries? That
yes.
They're like tiny little eclairs. They're cream puffs, and they just stack and stack and stack. And then, oh, man.
By the way,
one
my
of you guys
son
should do
that.
That? Is one of you guys should do that.
So into Little Pastry, the SoundCloud rapper.
Oh, that guy.
His newest album, oh my God. You don't listen to Little Pastry?
No, I don't. What's it?
I worry about the crowd Little Pastry's running with and this whole fentanyl.
Yeah. Adam's pulpit today. But it's his cause, and he's really
it's
got behind
this. It's not a good time
this.
To be recklessly doing those drugs. That's all I'm saying, y'all.
Yeah.
So we have made homemade desserts and brought them to this party.
Are you just letting the listener in on this? Like,
yeah, we're at the holiday party.
Okay.
And
so,
all
right, our cards are down. We knew this challenge was coming.
We don't know what we brought.
We haven't seen them. I haven't seen yours. You haven't seen mine.
Unsuppress. Let me ask you this.
I hate that. I hated
Let me
that.
Ask you this.
I didn't like
you
that at
liked
all.
It. I was piggybacking your French kick.
Yeah, but it was the lean back.
Suppress.
Yeah.
I want to know how this challenge makes the world a better place.
Oh, you're baking. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. I guess we're ready for the second half.
Don't even elaborate. No one wants to hear it.
Baking.
Oh, I got it. Baking.
The sad thing is you could see the light come on his eyes like he thought he had it.
It is
he
a,
just said baking.
Yeah, it is a verb. Yeah. So
Ben honed in on what we're doing.
I know the answer to this one, guys. No,
doing.
I didn't say what are we doing for the challenge.
No, baking is a great. It's baking.
Yeah.
And number two, it's slowing the process down. It's getting to know the food you're making.
Okay.
Here he dances into it.
The other thing is, if you had a friend or somebody help you or your child or something, it's a great way to spend time with the person in your life, you know, so the people in your life, if you're not married like myself anymore, mm-hmm. you know, maybe it makes you feel a little more lonely, but maybe that's something you have to get in touch
rules.
With.
There were three rules. Attendance is mandatory. Ron has no clout here whatsoever, and Ben can't talk about how sad he is.
Yeah, no one wants to hear it at a holiday party, especially from a sober person.
Okay. There's a bar next door after the party. When this winds down, go have
I'll
it
just
out.
Chew it down more.
This is fun time.
I think maybe we can taste the tears in whatever you brought us to eat. Hey, this is salty. Is this a salted chocolate cake? Oh, no, just regular. Mm.
These little tiny French dicks are saltier than the ones I've had.
Okay. What are they called?
I think I can see what Ben eventually got to.
He landed it.
Also bringing something homemade to share with other people. It's just a nice gesture, and it is challenging.
That's always been my favorite part of, I mean, Thanksgiving is a fucked up holiday, the way we've explained it and the way we've packaged it. But
here we go.
No. Stay here, man. No. But what I do love about it is I love holidays that are just, you know, hey, bring a dish.
Totally.
I hate when people buy things for that. Like, just make, even if you're just putting a salad together, like, just throw something together. I feel like it shows that you put in time, like invested in it. And I love Grolix Global Corp. You know I'm a company man through 100%. And through.
It's mandatory to say that.
No, I know, but Ben bleeds it. He really does.
But it's also, I mean, it is partially mandatory. We all have to say that at some point.
But I'll ask you this. When the party wraps up and it's a fucking mess as usual, who's there mopping afterwards?
Ron. And Ron. Who Ron. Is who Every told time. Him to do that?
Ben.
I did. And so
you and I forget. We'd come in, it'd be a fucking mess. Ben said, Ron, go fucking mop it up. I forget every year.
Well, okay. So I guess what we're gonna do is we're gonna take a little bit of a break, and when we come back, we're gonna try each other's desserts, see whose was the best, and then we'll judge on that. If for some reason there's a tie, we'll let that piece of shit.
Hey, Ron, holiday.
Well,
attitude,
he's not in the room. He's back attitude. Doing key bumps.
You could say we'll be receiving our just desserts, huh? Right?
Why would he? I thought it was a great intro.
I gotta go get some more punch,
so to speak.
We're gonna take a quick break and listen to some stand-up comedy. When we come back, we're gonna try our holiday treats. But I dug into the vault on this one, pulled out one of my favorite comics clips. This dude doing stuff no one's ever done before. No. Better. Oh. Guess.
Alf.
Not Alf. Close, though. It's television's Ben Roy.
Oh, my God. I love that guy.
I love this dude. You're going to love this clip. Yeah. And when we come back, this party goes to fucking 11. Enjoy.
I used to drink and do Klonopins. Okay? I had a pill problem. I loved to eat Klonopins, wash them down with whiskey, which is the chemical equivalent of unreading books. It makes you so fucking stupid. And if you call somebody because you've OD'd on a benzo, it is all hands on fucking deck. You ring the phone and it's like,
what's up? Hey, what's going on, man? Yeah, hey, I took too many Xanax and I'm kind of graying in and out. Okay, hey, hold on a second. All right, just 1 second. Hold on a second.
Honey, call the ambulance. Ben took too many pills again.
Listen, I need you to stay on the fucking line with me, okay? You're gonna be fine. Why did you do this? What's going on? Are things bad? What's happening?
Everybody cares. They'll even take you to lunch the next day. But if you take too many edibles and you call somebody, you get this.
Hey, what's going on? What's up? Yeah, hey, I'm in my bedroom alone, and I've taken too many marijuana edibles.
Dude, are you there? Yeah, I'm just fucking with you. I'm still here. But seriously, don't ever call me this late again. And then they hang up on you. Because everybody knows you're not going to fucking die if you take too much of this shit. The worst that's going to happen is you're just going to be spiritually waterboarded for 4 fucking hours. Which is what happened. I live with a roommate now, and I fucking lost my mind. I was in the room just like, losing my shit, and I needed to calm down. And the first thing that pops in my mind is something that'll calm me down. My brain just goes, the Great British Baking Show. That's what you need. And I was like, fuck yeah, I do. It was like the clouds parted. and Paul Hollywood's hand reached out. And I was like, Paul, what are you doing here? And he's congratulating me on the cake I made, because it's not stodgy at all. I don't even know what the fuck stodgy means. But I watch so much Great British Baking Show now, I use it to describe everything. If I'm having sex, don't pump it too hard. It's stodgy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, do you love the Grolic Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shoutouts, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/Grolic Saves.
I do want to sign up.
Welcome back to the annual Grolic Globocorp holiday party. It's getting wild. It's getting wild. We are in the second half of our favorite holiday party of the year. Ben, describe what the DJs are doing.
Well, it's hard to describe, but they're kind of human centipeding
they
each
are.
Other.
They and are.
One, emotionally.
Yeah. One's head is definitely crowning into the others.
Where did we get these guys?
I don't know, but they are good because the mix right now I have got.
What you got coming into
I've got Careless
ears.
Whisper. Uh-huh. And it's they're doing like a mashup with of that. With the Ghetto Boys,
which is not something I've ever heard. Going way back.
I really like
that. The Ghetto Boys. Uh-huh. You remember the Ghetto Boys?
I mean, you
could
put the sax hook from Careless Whisper in anything. It's gonna that recipe is gonna work.
It is playing in here.
I've got Feliz Navidad, which is nice, but I'm the fire starter. Twist the fire starter, and it's like, what are you guys doing?
I have two funny ones too, but we have. A plate of treats.
And we all knew that you did, and thank you for keeping it profesh.
He is riffing.
So I like that.
That's some next level.
Yeah, that's next level.
Well, you don't go into details.
Nah. Yeah, I riffed out of the riff.
Yeah.
He riffed on brand, onto like actual content that we need. So bring it back, Andrew.
Yeah. But we are back.
We're here. It's time for dessert. Everyone knows Grog's Global Core, Podluck. There are no entrees.
No,
there's
it's
no
all dessert.
There's no
That's
cocktail
what they
weenies.
Say about our podcast.
There's no.
It's just dessert, and it's too rich, and I've gotten sick.
We made our way down the potluck table, and each took an item to try here, and we've got a plate. I'm gonna take we're gonna get some photos.
So who's gonna go first? Who's gonna describe?
I can go
their
first.
So Andrew is gonna go first, and what a nice. Looking plate these days.
Yeah, you'd be lucky at any potluck. There's three distinct desserts
choices.
Here. We definitely did not piggyback on each other's ideas. We've got some sort of a loaf. We've got some sort of cake. We've got a cookie. I brought the cookie. These are pinoli cookies, which are Italian pine nut cookies. I've never made this recipe before.
What?
I've enjoyed them. They're also gluten-free because I contacted my best friend, Ben Roy, and asked him what sensitivities he had. He said he avoided gluten. I said, I'm going to make this recipe special for my best friend, Ben. A lot of people listen to the pod. They think
he says, what sensitivity do you have? I says, other than Pearl Harbor jokes? And
which I agree are not funny.
They're not funny.
I agree with that.
That just crossed the line, but the fentanyl riffs totally fine.
I says no Pearl Harbor jokes at this, if that's what you're asking.
It's a dark day. It lives in infamy still.
Yeah. He says, no, I meant dietary. I says, I gotcha. I says, but Pearl Harbor jokes do fall into a diet because they get my stomach getting. But then, he asked me, and I say I try not to eat a lot of
gluten. So yeah. These are gluten-free. I just really had to kind of bullshit the recipe. I didn't find a gluten-free recipe for pignola
for
cookies.
Pignolis.
I just workshopped it out. But
you really are.
So yeah, exactly. So
can I ask you something?
For my best friend Ben, a lot of people listen to the pod, they think Adam and Ben are best friends. Ben and I are best friends.
Yeah, very close. I haven't been to your house in years. now
it all comes out at the holiday party.
I don't even know where you live, so I couldn't visit you if I wanted to.
You don't ask me to come over or invite me over for any
Well, enough fucking foreplay. Can we fuck already with this pignola?
So let's try these.
All right, I'm gonna go 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
It's not jumping into a cold pool, Jesus.
Mmm, a very mouthy bite.
You just want to backhand it. This fucking bite, this mouthy ass bite comes up to me.
I'll tell you, I don't want to just cast judgment because it's an Italian cookie,
Andrew,
but it's pretty mouthy.
I want to sound the earnestness horn. I know we said we weren't going to do that in the break because we were so heavy handed with
Wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't be
last
a holiday party without Ben getting a little earnest, would it?
Hey, everybody, stop the music! Can you sound the earnestness horn every
love you guys,
fucking year?
I love this team.
I want you guys to know this is fucking fantastic, truly unique. It's what's the. There is a type of cookie that this reminds me of.
Oh, shut up, Ben. There's no way you'll figure that out.
It's the French Little Dicks.
We don't have enough time in the back half for Ben to fucking figure out what cookie this reminds him of.
Old
James Beard over here.
No, it's aromatic. It's got... Mm-hmm. There's... And everybody, I want everybody to know, a handshake from me in this episode is everything. If I shake your hand...
We're doing British baking style. You get the handshake?
Okay.
You can go home happy.
You can go home and fuck. You go home and fuck.
Wow.
Okay, but this is fantastic, Andrew. This is... I'm sorry.
Did you toast?
Oh, my God.
I'm giving him
Oh, my God. I'm getting the handshake.
Yeah.
I'm getting the handshake.
This is fantastic. I like the texture. Little kind of chewy.
Definitely chewy, and it's in my teeth still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's basically almonds, and almonds.
Okay.
And pine nuts and some sugar and some aromatics. But
that's going to be the name of your nut shop you're opening.
Almonds, and a little pine nuts. I just sell the two kinds of nuts.
Did you toast the almonds?
No. So it's almond flour and almond paste.
Okay.
I substituted the regular flour with almond flour to make them gluten-free. Normally, they're more of a cookie. If you use real flour, they would not be quite so dense and chewy. But
fucking fantastic.
They're really good.
They're very good.
And I'm a hater. I hear gluten-free. Eye roll, yawn, not what I want in a dessert. But this is tasty, and I wouldn't be able to tell that this is gluten-free.
Very good. Very, like, good flavor. I think it's the almonds that are...
Yeah, I think it's the almonds, too.
Yeah, that's the almonds.
It's the only ingredient.
It's the only option, yeah. It's either the almonds or the sugar, really.
You guys?
I didn't think it was the Campari.
You guys?
I put a little lemon peel in there, too.
Baking.
Bring it home.
But I love a pignoli cookie, so I'm glad that these...
Well, you did a really good job.
I was
these
really
are excellent.
Bullshitting in the kitchen.
Yeah, and you just figured out this recipe on your own?
Well, I just subbed out. I just kind of like went on Google to be like, all right, how do you sub out almond flour for regular flour? People said you go 1-to-1, but you add more egg. So I went 1-to-1 and
I
add more egg.
I think almonds, and pine nuts has a chance in Rift City the way he riffed this.
If anyone out there's got deep pockets and feels like a little holiday investment, Andrew's got an idea and a lot of time.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
It's story of my life. Yeah. You really summed me up on that one.
All right,
every day.
That was a great one. All right,
who's Barry?
So yeah, I'm glad these turned out because it was really like. there were way the dough was way too wet. I'd add some flour, and then it was so it was.
It's a really good cookie.
It's a great cookie. Very good.
Yeah. I'll go next. Listen, you guys know I don't bake much at all. Baking is not a thing I do very much. So I decided not to be that ambitious, but to just go with what I love, which is a good banana bread.
I love banana bread.
Since I was a little boy, I loved banana bread. And I just decided I'm going to make it how I like it. And I put in walnuts and chocolate chips.
Ooh.
It's not gluten-free. I didn't ask Ben about his sensitivities, which is
because you're not best friends. It's cool. No, well, it makes sense.
I make the cookie special for my best friend.
I'm going to start off by saying, just giving a finger push down on the bread, feeling the consistency.
Ooh, is this how you test it?
There's some nice air in there.
Oh, yeah. If this was there a mattress, is. This is an easy $2,000 mattress.
Definitely.
And if I was a mouse, I would want to sleep on this.
No, this would contour to a mouse's body, and he would be so comfortable.
Paul and Prue love to point out that the big thing to look for is whether or not it got stodgy down at the bottom, and it's not. You've got good air bubbles. You've got a good little crust all the way around it. I've said that for a while. You've got a nice little crust on
you. Yeah, I do. One of the best crusts in comedy.
Yeah, and so I'm liking this so far. I can't
And I'm not nitpicking, but if we are going British baking show,
yep.
It looks like all my chocolate chips settled to the bottom, which is not a big deal.
For
not
sure,
not a big deal.
That. The correlation doesn't equal causation because mine are here up near the top.
These are distributed all together. Yeah. Maybe you think the top is the bottom.
His are distributed. Well. So I'd say 2 out of 3. Actually, we don't even know if you're showing the upright.
What are you talking about?
Look at the other side. Look at the other side of that.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Chocolate chips all over the place.
There's some there. Yeah. Okay.
So
all right.
Don't be a dumb motherfucker.
This is why
he's not, you know what I mean? Why he doesn't ever judge baking contests around the Denver area.
This banana bread only has one side.
Yeah.
Fucking take a look.
You all know I can't see three-dimensional shapes, okay? I am both colorblind
that is
and
one of Andrew's sensitivities.
Shape
and I asked him in baking, I said, are you cool if I do a three-dimensional
shape.
Dessert?
And I was like, I'll fumble my way around it. That's why the world just looks like paper cutouts.
Yep. You cannot see three-dimensional shapes.
Yeah. You should see Andrew.
Around in Tron.
Andrew, yeah, you eat a tough slice of bread, he just goes down on it. He just licks the wall of it.
And then falls over.
All right, I'm trying. I'm
laying into this bad boy.
Right.
Ooh, it broke apart. Nice, Adam.
Good.
I'm eating it with a fork like a real Philistine.
Oh, hot damn, Adam.
Huh. Ooh, just the smell.
He's coming over.
Yeah, wow. You got yourself a handshake, Adam. Damn, that is good.
I say, I have to give credit. I just took Katie's recipe. She has a recipe book and followed it to a T. So she handed me over her recipe book, and I followed the banana bread recipe, and I added chocolate chips because that's my little take.
Well, and that's dangerous because you're adding a wet ingredient, and you don't know what's going to happen there.
Chocolate chips are wet.
They've been melting for days. So I left
them
in the
sun. Don't get wet.
I mean, they melt. They're not wet. You wouldn't call them a wet ingredient.
you would.
The handshake means nothing, doesn't it? Well, good. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it because I don't bake very much, but banana bread
is very good.
You should make a banana bread.
It's not the hardest dish in the world, but I feel like
you executed it well. You can still screw up. You can screw up anything when you bake. Baking is it's not like other cooking where you can kind of jazz it up in the kitchen. Baking is got
if
a
anything,
much
I've learned
lower
from
threshold.
The Great British Baking Show that sometimes doing the classics to a T will win you the challenge. And I think as just a straightforward, nice banana bread, good moisture, nice crust, nice color, doesn't get too stodgy at the bottom.
Yep.
I got to say, you knocked this out of the park.
Oh,
you earned that
handshake. That feels really good. Yeah.
This
Thank
is
you
better.
For the handshake.
I'll get banana bread if they have it at a coffee shop, sliced up, ready to go. I'll get it 9 times out of 10 because I also like banana bread.
Yeah.
I'd say this beats any coffee shop banana
man,
bread.
Oh, man,
that's
oh, man.
A nice coffee shop.
It's got a nice aftertaste.
To be fair, he's been getting his coffee at oil change centers at Valvoline Quick Lubes.
And they're not selling the banana bread. It's in the back. I just see that it's in the back. I'm like, hey, mind if I get a piece of that banana bread?
Well, that's right.
And they're like, this isn't banana bread. This is pumpernickel. This is my lunch. But they give me a piece, and it's terrible
Quite
banana
a bit
bread.
Better than pumpernickel, isn't it?
Well, I can tell it's a success because the DJs have made their way over to the table
and
are eating little slices of the banana bread. Yep. So, like, when the staff approves, that's always...
Banana bread is such a great second act for bananas. Like, I feel like bananas is a fruit. I'm not that interested in them. I could give a shit. You can go ahead and quietly die on my counter. But wait, as you're dying, boom, you get to live again in banana bread, and everyone loves
That's
it.
That's right. Banana
everyone
bread
enjoys
is what
it.
Bananas, when bananas go to the DMV and say, I'm going to be an organ donor.
So they're heroic.
Yeah.
The bananas that are in this are heroic. No, it's funny you say that because I've never made banana bread in my life, despite enjoying it my whole life. Never made it.
This is your first time?
Ever.
Oh, wow.
But I know how that you freeze the bananas, they get kind of turned black in the freezer, and then you, so I was always like, well, that's gross. They're spoiled bananas. I figured there was some magic that happened in the baking that made them sweet again. I'm taking those bananas out. They smell delicious even like before you put them in the bread. I had no idea.
Well, that's because
so they're nice
they get
and soft.
Sweeter.
Yeah, too. They get sweeter and get softer.
Yeah, I wanted to flambé those motherfuckers.
Oh, dude.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you like to flambe, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's good. I'll finish this piece.
Hell yeah. I like this.
Cool.
I like the honestness with which you said that.
Hell yeah, I'll finish this piece. It was sexual.
That's what they say in the British baking show, too. They'll like if they like it, they're going to eat the whole thing.
I'm going to get down on this piece.
Ben.
Okay.
All right, last but not least.
Last one I made, and I don't think this will be as good as both of yours, but it was a big swing. I made a peanut butter chocolate brownie cake. That is totally flourless. There is no flour in this at all of any kind. It is basically held together by butter,
magic,
sugar, and cocoa.
And love.
It looks dense. To the listener,
it is.
Have you ever made food out of Play-Doh?
It looks like this. And then the frosting is, this is all homemade. This is a peanut butter frosting. And I don't know how this is going to be.
Producer Ron raised his flag, and I'm going to ask before, you don't seem like the type to do it. There's no edible shit in here, right?
No. I would not do that to you.
It is a holiday party, though.
And Producer Ron brought it up. We know you love him. You know.
Ask me how high I was when I made this.
Well, you have pictures. Some photographs that kind of alluded to it.
You're wearing only an apron, I think.
I was only wearing an apron, but I wanted to bake for you, and I don't like a lot of the stuff from my clothes to get in my baking. I'd rather it be
You'd rather
my body
your pubes
hair.
Are just wafting around the
for
kitchen.
For me, I want it to be from me and my skin.
That is such a Colorado question, though. Like often in green rooms of comedy, there'll be like pastries and stuff. And I'm always like, are there drugs in
There's
this or
no
not?
There's no drugs in this. Okay.
I asked that in Texas. They had these cupcakes that looked very much like edibles in the green room. And I was like, oh, are these like CBD cupcakes? And the guy was like, no, that's illegal here. I was like, I forgot that there's still places legal.
Okay, let's try Ben's.
All right. Oh, it's dense, all right. It is like a brownie.
That's very good.
That's rich.
It's very rich. You can't have a lot of this shit or it's gonna topple you over the edge. Is it good though?
You're telling me there's no flour in here?
There's no flour in there. I'm getting a handshake, which means nothing from Andrew, but it is.
Glad to meet you, Andrew.
You're just saying
hi. Yeah, I'm in. I'm in sales.
There's no flour in this motherfucker?
No, no flour at all.
Wow.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's intense. Boy, peanut butter and chocolate, best friends. Best friends.
I want to give Ben a handshake for this. However. You didn't shake my hand for the banana bread, despite.
Oh, I forgot to actually.
Right.
Well, it was Ben's shtick.
You forgot,
too.
But I keep score. I'm constantly keeping score.
Would you guys like to see me shake my own hand again?
No.
You know how bad.
So much trouble.
Yeah,
you used to do that on set of Those Who Can't, and we had numerous violations from.
What's
from
in
SAG.
This peanut butter frosting? Is it just butter, peanut butter, and sugar?
And there is an egg in there, I think.
In the frosting.
This is really good. I'm going back.
It's it is a heavy, thick cake, but man, is this delicious.
Wow, Ben. This is very good. I want to shake your hand, but if I don't, then it's an equal score across the board. So I'm not shaking your hand.
I think, I want to say this. I think we all nailed it, and this is going to be a hard vote for me.
It's really good.
That is intense. Yeah, I mean.
Good. It's intense, though.
I could take that as like a. It's like a truffle or something. That's the...
Ben called his shot. You're not going to eat a lot of this because every bite packs a very rich flavor into it.
There's a lot. You're right. You wouldn't have more than one bite.
Ben, yep.
What wrong?
Ben's actually reaching over to my plate at this point. Yeah.
Wow, well, Ben just housed his. I'm going back for the banana bread.
I mean, the banana bread is fan-fucking-bastic.
Well, this is, I agree with what Ben was getting at. This is a 3-for-3, well-done Team Grolix, and I think it bodes well for the year 2022.
I think we all did an amazing job. I am going to cast a vote. I am going to cast a vote for one of these.
What?
And it may be what tie breaks us, because if you're... I got to say, I think Andrew's cookie was just a little different for me.
Piece of shit.
I got to say, I'm really into that. I think that would be my vote as number one, but very close behind it would be that banana bread. Very
second place is the first loser. I'm a no fear kid.
You still wear those shirts.
Hell yeah. Also Big Johnson and co-ed naked volleyball.
I mean...
I just got a piece of walnut shell in the banana bread, but I still really like it.
Oh, and no! Let's just cast the votes. It's getting worse all the time.
My vote for number one would be Andrew's cookie. Number two, very close, hard to decide, would be that banana bread.
Okay.
I would actually put mine third only because I do think it is a bit dense and you can't eat a lot of it.
Yeah, my number one is this banana bread, even with the walnut shell that could have killed me. Is this the plan? Is this how you're going to get rid of me?
I bought a bag of walnuts and chopped them up. It's not on me. That's the company that did that.
You know what? Let's give Kirkland a call.
I should have shopped at almonds, and pine.
We don't actually have walnuts. Oh, yeah, it's right there in the sign. Almonds, and pine.
How many people come in and they're like, hey, you all got macadamia nuts?
You would not
in
believe it. And I could not have been clearer in the sign. And I'm going to have to probably put something on the door itself that's like,
we're serious.
Yeah, please. Yeah. If you're looking for other nuts, go elsewhere.
All right. So what's your order again?
we beseech you.
Yeah.
If there's other nuts that you want, not here.
Hey, we got to hurry. I don't know how long I have to be awake. It's 11 a.m. and I've already eaten.
Okay, if I had to rank them, I mean, I like the taste of this banana bread. Like I said, I'm also a fan of banana bread, so I've made my fair share. I've had a good amount. This is great banana bread. I'm going to put this number one.
Yeah.
Number two, it feels shallow to vote for myself. I'm going to go for this cookie. I like the pinola cookies. It's not shallow.
It's a good cookie. You can be proud of that one.
Ben's third, not for lack of being amazing, but again, it is that like I had the one bite and I was like, oh, I've had my treat for the day.
You look tired, dude.
It met all of the receptors in my brain. The registered dessert got toggled for
sure.
Okay,
listen. Because I love drama, this is not even how I feel. Ben, number one.
Whoa, okay, but I'll take it even if it's not how he feels.
Me, number two. Andrew, number three.
Wow,
I believe that makes this a tie.
Again, we tried to break it. So back to
We've got to bring Producer Ron. At this point, Producer Ron, if he's even coherent from the cocaine.
Hi, I'm shaky. I'm sweaty.
Where's your shirt?
So much
what happened to your shirt?
I haven't been anywhere near the DJs at all, but Ben's stupid peanut butter flourless chocolate cake has got me over the moon, completely out of my mind right now. It hurt my teeth. It, like when I bit into it, it had that like so sweet that your teeth start to ache sort of situation going on. I'm going to give my honest answer and then I'm going to give my earnest answer. Honest answer for looks, preparation, taste, presentation. Adam's banana bread. I don't typically like banana bread with chocolate chips in it. Still loved this one. Delicious, delicious, delicious.
What a party. What a year.
Second place, only because they were a little brown on the bottom, a little more than I would have liked, Andrew's cookies. However, I've never had this kind of cookie before.
Pignoli.
I'm going to be... say it again. How do you say
pignoli.
It?
Pignoli.
Pignoli. Mm-hmm. Love the pignoli. It's delicious. I'm going to be having more of those in my future. And by far the ugliest cake I've maybe ever seen in my entire life.
Wow.
The slices, when you put it out on a slice, Ben's cake was beautiful, like a nice chocolate flourless cake
with two layers,
cool-looking contrast of the peanut butter frosting. But the cake itself, when it was in its whole presentation,
couldn't get that frosting to be smooth.
It looked a little bit like a diaper situation on a plate. So with some toothpicks in it. I'll show some photos on Patreon.
Like a diaper that just woke up.
Like a diaper that just woke up. So for that reason alone, and the fact that I can't really feel my fingers anymore because I'm so jacked on sugar, I'm giving Ben in the third place. However,
okay,
sound the earnestness horn.
You get back in the booth and sound the earnestness horn.
All right, hold on. Okay, there it is. I want to say you all did so, so very well. Compared to the Spring Fling Cake, the very first live episode we ever did, way back in May of 2020, you've all improved dramatically as far as your baking skills.
Ron,
you did really great. This is delicious.
I didn't want to get teary-eyed at this holiday party. That was one of the rules, but I'm getting...
Also, I'm really enjoying that I took Ben's microphone away from him and he can't talk right now.
It's one of the best holiday parties we've ever had.
Let's sort of just lavish ourselves in the silence of Ben for a little bit.
Andrew, how are you?
Yeah, how are you two doing?
Not great.
Yeah. That's how it looks.
Yeah.
What's the cause? What's the root cause?
I mean... Do you have the time?
Okay, we're going to give it back to Ben. This is the reason why we let Ben keep talking. All right, here you go.
Wow, Ben, welcome back.
I won an earnestness prize. I want to say something to Ron that I'm sorry I didn't make you a fuckboy treat. Okay, I didn't make you a treat.
Now the real Ben's coming out.
That didn't...
He went in the bathroom with the DJs while Ron
talking
was...
about his fingers, tingling. That's my fault. That there's 9 cups of sugar in there. I did that. I'm Paula Deen, okay?
You've said some things in the past that were Paula Deen-esque.
I will say, I do.
You were a little lippy around that restaurant you owned for a while.
Mine was definitely, it lagged towards the back a little bit because of it is sweet. But I agree with Dick Face Ron.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say this. All of these were impressive. I mean, you guys crushed it. That cookie and that banana bread. I'll be telling people about that.
And boy, are they stoked. I picture Ben in a full grab.
You got a minute? Hey, you got a minute?
No, Ben's at his jujitsu gym, got somebody in a full grapple. This fucking banana bread. Oh, man. The
my boys.
Now you gotta imagine the person this bread came out of. I mean, that's a big piece of it. This is not a guy who looks like he bakes.
No.
Ben pulls up to a red light on his motorcycle next to another guy with a motorcycle. Hey, you ever have a pinoli?
That's adorable. You think I stop at red lights on my motorcycle.
That's why you get a motorcycle. You have to stop at red lights.
I do like mine.
Well, that's good. I agree with Ron. The growth that we've shown since our Spring Fling Cake challenge is tremendous. And that's what the holidays and what Grolic's Global Core parties are about, is growth and reflection.
No one blows by a joke like you.
I don't need to bask in my moment of triumph. I got other battles to fight.
That's good. I've had... way too much sugar.
It's still going. Mm-hmm. No, Ben, I agree. I do feel a little weird. I feel a little druggy.
Ben finished mine.
So there were no drugs in your cake. Just sugar is the drug. Oh, yeah.
Sugar and butter.
I would never do that.
Well, I don't think that this episode and these parties are about competition, but I'm thrilled because I've never baked much, and that was a lovely experience. Malcolm helped me. Malcolm helped me. I didn't do anything that ambitious. The pinoli is way more outside the box, especially gluten-free. However, I think I like baking. We played holiday music, and I baked banana bread with my son.
Nice.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's what I mean. I met up with Meg, who rock climbed. Good friend Meg.
She's like an ibex, that Meg.
Oh, my God. I says, I got to make a dessert. She says, come on over. Mm-hmm. Let's make this thing.
She climb in from the roof?
Yeah. She's staying up there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a 9C up the storm drain.
No, she was like, yeah, we'll make something. And so we just listened to tunes And it was that's really nice, fun. Yeah. It is. It's like fun to get together with a good friend and make some good food. And
Andrew? I was totally alone for mine.
But did you turn on the radio?
No.
Just deafening silence.
Yeah.
Huh. Huh. Just alone and silent.
Yeah, just the sound. So,
playing up substitutions on Google.
So do you think it made the world a better place?
Oh, wow. Real kind of somber note at the end of the party.
No music, totally alone, Andrew makes.
Anyway, one of these DJs is giving me a ride home. See you guys.
Well, I think this challenge speaks for itself. I really enjoyed this party, and I think it's very nice to make homemade dishes for your friends and share them. What's better than that?
No doubt. This was so fun just for the fact that we all got to make something and we're improving. We're getting better at the baking thing and cooking for yourself, cooking at home, always going
to
be better.
And Malcolm got to meet Himini and Jiminy.
Oh,
I mean, he's met you, but to see you together. And then Romany. Romany's here.
Oh, yeah. Mitt Romany.
Romany. And Malcolm's like, there's a third. Like, yeah. He's mind blown.
Producer Ron is, I'm Himini.
Himini, Jiminy. And Romany.
And Romany, Mitt Romany.
It's a big day for Malcolm, and it's a big day for all of us. I want to be sincere. Happy holidays to you guys.
Happy holidays
so
to
much
you.
Fun at the
Happy
party.
Holidays to everybody listening. You know what we should do? I'll post my recipe. Andrew, are you fine with posting the recipe?
I mean, I kind of improvised a bunch of it, but I'll kind of...
Can you write it down very, very methodically and spend a lot of time on it?
I'll just post what I think it was, but okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll post the recipe for mine. Adam...
I got to ask the missus. This might be a secret recipe. I don't know, but if she's down, I'll post it.
Okay. Yeah. And so, and also, people listening, you know, let us know what your favorite recipes are for the potluck
share
or
your
for the holidays. Share your secrets. Post them.
And how you cook it. Are you with friends? Are you with family? Are you alone in your kitchen, silent, confused by the third dimension? Well, that's valid, too.
You know how hard it is to take something in and out of the oven when you can't see the...
The fact that you even got a cookie third on a dimension? Fucking plate is a miracle.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
I keep my plates flat, and the cookies were pretty flat, too. Luckily, it was...
I don't want to say it because I know it's not your fault, but I think your problems with dimensions, I think that's why you're alone. And I...
Wow, yeah. Yeah, I mean, to understand a human woman, like an actual three-dimensional human woman.
You can't
it's tough
act,
when you don't, when you're confused.
Yeah, you can't act baffled when she turns around.
You treat her. She turns sideways. Where is she? She's gone.
She turns back around and you scurry away. You're frightened.
Yeah, it makes dating real difficult.
It makes everything pretty hard.
You never would think dimensions are such a big part of dating, but they are.
And people talk about really boundaries, it's dimensions, which are even more important.
It really highlights a cause that I think we should all get behind in the new year is dimensional awareness.
Dimension blindness. And dementia is what it's known as.
Dementia with an S.
Yeah.
Dementia. Exactly.
Dementia.
Dementia.
Yeah. It's what Andrew has. Late stage dementia.
Andrew's suffering from late stage dementia. And it's tough. And I'm tired of sweeping it under the rug. It's a problem. Andrew's a real person.
And the only reason we can sweep it under the rug is because he doesn't understand.
Sure. It fits right under there. No problem at all.
I haven't been able to find a rug in years.
All right. I got to do this. Let's take a quick break. Let's listen to some stand-up.
We're
going to
take another break. Listen to some live stand-up comedy from our show, The Grawlix, which goes down the last Saturday of every month at the Bug Theater. We got ourselves a humdinger of a clip
here. Do we really?
Buckle up.
Oh, my God. We got him.
We got him.
Merry Christmas.
And when we come back, we have more show to come, including a little hint about next episode's challenge. Episode 50. We went out to eat before the show at this new restaurant, and I did what I always do in a new restaurant where I gratuitously over order, where I'm like, oh, but that looks good too. I don't want to miss out on anything. So I ordered like a few appetizers, so I didn't finish my main sandwich. So I ended up with like half a sandwich and like the entire side salad that I never planned on eating anyway. Like, I just ordered to fool myself into thinking I was making a healthy choice for the 975th time in my life. It's always weird when the server asks what dressing you want on a side salad. I'm just going to start saying, like, you choose. It's coming immediately back to go in the trash anyway, so why don't you choose your least favorite dressing because it's not going to be eaten? But then it was the end of our meal, and I looked at the desserts, and they looked really good, and I was like, well, I do want to, like, try a dessert. So, and I still, like, even as an adult, I feel so guilty in a restaurant asking for dessert when I haven't finished my meal. Like, they come back, they're like, oh, okay, anything else? And I always ask, like, a bad kid, like, can I order some dessert? And I always ask because in, like, a just and true world, that server's to be like, no, you can't. Because you don't deserve it. No, you can't get dessert. Did you finish your fucking dinner?
And we are back. What a party. Oh, man, my gosh. Man. Who's going to clean this up?
Not me, I'll tell you that. Not me.
Thank you to our DJs, Leo and Sergey. I hope they got home okay. I don't know where those two
I don't
went.
Even know where they are.
They kind of wow. ghosted. All what? Of a sudden, the music just done. Yeah. And they were nowhere to be seen.
Sergey left his Jordans right by the door.
Did he?
He's out there barefoot.
Oh, those are my Jordans now.
You're going to cram your foot into a size 7 men's.
Sergey, very delicate.
Little feet.
Very little feet. I'd like to say thank you to my wife for the delectable recipe. Everyone enjoyed it. That was crazy.
The winning recipe. We can say
the winning recipe. And Malcolm, way to pour in those chocolate chips and walnuts, dude.
I think that's
you crushed
what I did.
It.
Oh, that's why I got so sick the next day.
Yeah. He carries with him his classroom
does
colds.
Does not know.
Yeah.
Proper food handling procedure.
No, sir.
I'd also like to thank my friend Meg. Meg Lewis, she helped me make mine. She let me use her kitchen because it was bigger than mine, and so she had all the stuff. So thank you, Meggers. You're the bomb.
You need an industrial size kitchen to pack in that much sugar.
Yeah. Good. It got stodgy.
And if you're just listening to this for the first time, thank you for checking out our podcast.
Yeah.
So thanks to all
Absolutely.
The new listeners out there.
Sati.
Yeah, it don't work without you, especially those ones in Finland and in Australia.
We know you like mm-hmm. the foreigners, but mm-hmm. domestically we appreciate you as well.
Well, I just think they're problematic, but whatever.
such a broad
show
brush.
Plugs, show
such
plugs.
A broad brush.
Ron, sound the ding-a-ling for show plugs.
There's no ding-a-ling. Ron's working every night at this, and you're adding sound.
Ron, plug your ding-a-ling. Let's go.
I'll go first. I got a plug. I'm going to be at the Kansas City Comedy Club, the Comedy Club of Kansas City. I can't remember which way, but
one of the
Google
two.
That and Google me, and you'll find it. December 10th and 11th. I will be there, and I'm hope to see some GSTWs out there.
Nice. Get some barbecue.
Yeah, we'll see.
Get some Oklahoma Joes. Do it.
Andrew, don't tell me how to spend my time in Kansas
City. Do it. Well, there's only one thing to do, and that was it.
Stop. You just offended them out of coming to my show.
I have a new show I'm launching this
Great,
Friday.
I'm thrilled.
This Friday, right here in Denver. You don't have to go to Kansas City. Rice Comedy Theater. I'm putting on a show called Dungeon Party, where
you're finally
I
doing
play.
Your BDSM
yeah,
stuff.
A lot of whips.
Cool.
No. The Dungeon Family, Outcast and Goody Mob. And I will come to that show.
It's surprising that I'm part of it, but
congratulations to you.
No, it's a show where comedians play Dungeons and Dragons based on audience suggestions. It's an interactive D&D show. We're going to have special guest comedians. It's down at Rise Comedy Theater this Friday, 9 p.m. We're going to have the ticket link in the show notes.
That sounds amazing. Did Rise give you a 9-hour slot?
No, we're it's a 2-hour show.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's probably,
or less.
So you're just going to like start the campaign.
Yeah. Basically introduce the characters and then we'll wrap it up.
big news for those listeners and those in the Colorado area or anybody who wants to travel. We're doing a live Grolic Saves the World on December 30th at the world famous Bug Theater. We're going to be doing a live one. And I want to tease it. I'm going to say this is going to be a dark one, but it's going to be very funny. And I think it's going to scratch all the itches.
Put on your black eyeliner and come out.
Yeah.
And there is a link to it in this episode show notes.
Yes.
So you can get your tickets now.
Come and
Hell
see us.
Yeah. You're asking yourself, do these guys have a Patreon? Great news. Yes, we do. Patreon.com/Grolic Saves. There's all kinds of bonus stuff on there, including a pod within a pod called Boy Crazy, which is better than this pod. Back it for that reason alone.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, we know not everyone has the disposable income these days, especially in the holiday season, to back our silly asses on Patreon. But you can still contact us. You can still support us on social media. You can give us your own challenge ideas. You can rate and review us online. You can share our pod around. However you want to help out, we appreciate
it. And then when that check comes in, send us a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, eventually, I was just saying, like, yeah, we get it, not right now, but right now. We will be calling months, you whatever. Several times.
Why don't you tie the one on, huh? Am I right? Nice. Go ahead, Adam.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. We love the reviews that you write, and that's a very good free way you can support us until you have money to give us. This is a brand new review by a guy named Jacob Traver.
Okay.
5 stars. So, Jake, thanks for that. Can mm-hmm. I call you Jake? I feel close to him. He starts out immediately with a reference that we all know and love, Sound the Earnestness Horn. This is without a doubt my favorite podcast, so Jacob has no doubt.
Yeah.
Thank you all for all the entertainment. You guys are the best. When I tweet at you guys, you respond, and that is so cool. I hope to listen for years to come. Can't wait to see each of you when you come to Portland.
And we would love to come to Portland soon, so hopefully that'll happen. And thank you, Jacob. What a kind...
What a great review.
A little presumptuous to think we would let him sound the earnestness horn. I'm not going to lie, but...
Presumption is something that we respect in this group.
As far as...
That's what we want out of our fans.
As far as reviews,
you presume too much, and we appreciate it.
I would give that review a 4 out of 5. I would give that
we're
5 star
No, we're not
review.
Letting you review the reviews anymore.
I would like to thank our producer, Ron Hollywood Doyle. Nice to have you at the Global Court party.
I mean, the handshakes don't mean as much, but he does dispense them liberally.
He does that...
the palm
diddle.
Yeah. Very strange.
So that's mm-hmm. where he loses some of his credibility.
Holds eye contact while he does it, though, and it gets that credibility back.
And big thanks to Mike Henderson for helping record our live show at the Bug Theater. Very helpful. Our theme music is by the scrummy Charlie Continental.
Oh, I think he's scrummy indeed.
Mm, yes.
Not a bit stodgy.
Not a bit stodgy.
What are we going to do next episode? It's number 50.
It is episode
getting
five,
each other diamonds. Oh, that's the challenge. Diamond jewelry.
This is also going to be the last episode of the year. How fortuitous that episode number 50 also fell. How did we do that? A half centennial. You know, I got to say... I got an idea. I think a way that we can reflect back.
Okay. You know?
A time machine.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
We're going to build a time machine, bro. But in the meantime, play us out, Charlie.